Hogan administration critics have complained the governor never came up with an alternative to the red line after killing it. But Secretary Ron says the state has several plans B. You'll just have to stay tuned.
You're going to see, as we get into the coming months, I think solutions that we can deliver much faster than the red line and will provide more benefit.
Ron says he has scheduled a meeting on August 10 with elected officials to discuss Plan B ideas and adds everyone will have input.
Nothing is going to be done by fiat. We will work with city leaders, we will work with the citizens, and we will get input, and we will see from the concepts that are there which fit Baltimore the way people that live in Baltimore want it to work.
He says the department will use information it has gathered over the years to craft a plan to improve transportation more quickly than it would have taken to build the red line.
There are things that we can do now, once it's been agreed upon what the objectives are of the improvements, that we can implement much faster and that we can improve the service of transit to the residents of Baltimore.
Earlier this month, Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford suggested that a rapid bus line would be the way to go to replace the east-west red line. Ron told a legislative committee last week there is no money left for transit projects in Baltimore now that Hogan has shifted spending to road projects elsewhere. Meanwhile, Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz, who is also chairman of the Baltimore Metropolitan Council, has called for the council staff to look at alternatives to improve transportation.
The BMC staff, who are well-equipped and well-versed to handle transportation issues, will provide a preliminary study in 90 days that will allow us to review the next action steps for our October meeting.
Kamenetz says they hope to have a consensus on a Plan B in time for next year's legislative session in Annapolis because somebody has to do something.
In the absence of the governor coming forward with a transportation solution, I think it's incumbent upon the Baltimore regional leaders to at least generate some conversation.
Kamenetz has his own ideas for an alternative, similar to one from the public transit advocacy group Right Rail Coalition.
Maybe there's opportunities to create links that connect, for example, to Lexington Market as a transit hub at the existing metro station. And that could be a spur that then runs to Social Security in Woodlawn.
Earlier this year, state officials told the coalition the idea was inadequate. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says she is willing to look at a Plan B, but that it's too early to have a favorite. She wants to see what is available to improve public transportation in the region. Ron says he's remaining neutral.
I'm not going to critique, various proposals that came to me, but if there are good ideas there, we're going to need to hear them in the environment that we are stepping into now as we look for what solution Baltimore citizens want for their transit system.
He adds he is looking forward to conversations with city and county residents in the coming months. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.